Caption: Monks used the dogs on rescue missions. By the end of the 1600s, the monks of the Hospice of St. Bernard had acquired local dogs and begun to train them for rescue missions. The monks discovered that the dogs could make their way through deep snowdrifts in the mountainous outskirts of the hospice. The dogs never lost the route, even in driving storms or dense fog. They could use their sense of smell to track down lost travelers, including those buried under deep snow. Best of all, some dogs seemed to sense avalanches before they happened. The monks began to select the best puppies from every litter and train them for rescue work. They turned the lessons into a game. One young monk would bury himself in the snow. The dogs raced to see which of them would be the first to find the buried man. When a dog located the monk, it would dig him free. A well-trained dog could find a man or woman buried under 25 feet of snow. In time, the monks found that they could send the dogs out on their own. The animals traveled in teams of two. When they found a traveler in trouble, one dog would race back to the hospice to alert the monks. The second dog remained behind. It would cover the traveler with its body to keep him warm. Over the centuries, the dogs rescued about 2,500 travelers. Caption: For a long time, the hospice dogs did not have an official name. Dog lovers eventually agreed to call them St. Bernards. Feature box: Rescuing soldiers. In 1800, the French general Napoleon Bonaparte led 40,000 soldiers across the St. Bernard Pass. At one point, several soldiers slipped off the trail onto a mountain ledge. A rescue party of monks and dogs were able to pull them back up to safety. Napoleon's troops told the story of the dogs' heroism wherever they went, spreading their fame throughout Europe.